Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I've been here for a while now without any company other than that monkey over there. So one boat came by a while ago, and I said, hey there, and they said, hey, it's that Board Games with Scott guy. Hey, Scott, what do you need? And I said, send me a lifeboat. And what'd they do? They'd send me this. Sometimes I need something other than games. And can we go home? Please?
Welcome to the Board Games with Scott podcast. This is just the audio from the Board Games with Scott videos. To see the full videos, head over to www.boardgameswithscott.com.
Hi there, welcome to Board Games with Scott. This is a regular video series where I take a game, explain it, and briefly review it to help you decide if it's a game you might want to purchase. This week I'm talking about Lifeboats. Lifeboats was recently published by Z-Man Games. It was originally a German game, Rettet sich Verkon, and was one of my favorite games. I'm very happy that they have republished the game. It's a game for 3 to 6 players, takes an hour or so to play, and it's a game of pure negotiation. You have to try and negotiate with other people to survive. You have to work together with other people. You don't have anything to negotiate with. You can't offer money. You can't offer bribes or any of that stuff. It's really all about how good you are at negotiating, getting people to work with you. But it's lighter than other pure negotiation games like Diplomacy. It's a fluffier game than that. So it's a lot of fun. And why don't we open up this box and see the great job that Z-Man has done with this game. Here's what you get in the game. They've got a rule book that's both in English and in German. And the nice thing about the rules, they're well done. They've got lots of examples. They've got a nice sidebar pulling out important points. They've got boxes which help you see what's going on, and then nice pictures. Good job on the rule book. The components are very nice for this game. There's a number of these lovely wooden boats and wooden pawns for each player. There is a set of cards that indicate each of the colors that's involved with the game, as well as 3 cards with a captain on it. Now, I have put all of my cards in sleeves because I know in this game these cards are going to see a lot of use. You're going to be holding on to them and playing them quite a bit. And if a card gets marked, it's going to give away what people are voting. So I'd suggest if you get this game, put sleeves on all the cards right when you get it so that you don't deal with marked cards. The game also comes with a start player disc, but I like to replace it with something a little more interesting. Arrgh! You also have these 15 tokens, which represent leaks that will fill in the boats. So that's the components. Let's see how it works together in the flow of play. So the goal of the game is to get as many of your crew members to safety as possible. They're going to start the game over here in the lifeboats, and the lifeboats are going to work their way up on 3 steps, and then they will make it and they will survive. But it's hard to get there. You're going to start the game with 2 officers and 4 or 5 sailors, based upon how many players there are in the game. If you have 5 or 6 players, everyone just starts with 4 sailors. If you have 3 or 4 players, everyone starts with 5 sailors. Now, what's important to note about the setup is that there are different islands in the game. You have Luxury Island here, where if your officers arrive, they're worth 8 points and your sailors are worth 6. You have Exile Island here, where it's 6 points for your officers and 4 for your sailors. And you have Average Island here, where it's 7 points and 5 points. It's not a big difference between the islands. Usually it's going to come down to whoever got the most up here, but it can make a difference on ties and if the game is close, which islands you ended up on. Now the boats are going to be traveling in a straight line, so you know if the game starts out like this, the white boat is going to be heading up to here. So to start the game, you pick someone to be the start player, and then that person puts their colored boat on the board in the place of their choice, and then everyone else, going in clockwise order, puts down their boat. The black boat doesn't belong to anyone and will go down on the board in an empty spot. After you've placed all the boats, then the start player takes one of their pawns, it can be either a sailor or an officer, and puts it in one of the slots in the boats. It doesn't matter where you're sitting on a boat, all the spaces are the same. So you can put one in there, then the next player will put either a large officer, one of their sailors, in a boat, and then the next player puts one in, and etc. And you continue going until everyone has placed all of their pawns in the boats, and then you're ready to play. Now the game has 3 phases, and you're just going to repeat these phases until everyone is off of the boats one way or another. In the first phase, one of the boats is going to get a leak. In the second phase, one of the boats is going to move forward towards shore. And in the third phase, everyone panics. People jump out of boats and change places. And this is just going to repeat. Now, what's going to happen because of that, when the game starts, you're probably going to have a couple boats where you have people. As a strategy note, it's good to try and have several people in a boat for a reason I'll talk about in a little bit. But that's going to change as the game goes on, because you're going to have to get out and jump around and change your boats. Now, this game is all about voting. Everything is decided by these cards, is by votes. And what will happen is the first phase, one boat springs a leak. Now, at this point, you begin negotiating. You might say, you know, the yellow and green players don't want this one to spring a leak because it's a pretty safe boat. But the other four players may say, hey, let's put a leak there. Other people might argue, hey, let's put a leak in the orange boat. That way someone gets thrown out right away. And this debate goes on. And so you can see here, white and purple and yellow would not want the leak in the orange boat. And so they're going to try and say, no, let's go for the white boat instead, or whatever. They're going to debate back and forth. At that point, everyone chooses a card from their hand. Again, they're going to have one card for each color. So everyone chooses a card and shows it. Whichever boat gets the most votes springs a leak. Now let's say it was the orange boat. What you then have to do is you have to take a leak marker and you have to put it somewhere in the boat. Now, if you vote on a boat that has a space, then the leak marker just goes in the space. It doesn't hurt anything. However, if there's no space for it, someone goes overboard. And at that point, the people on the boat have to vote who gets thrown off. Now, this is where the officers and the sailors come into play. Officers are worth 2 points in this vote, and each sailor is worth 1 point. So the only three people, if this were the boat, the only three people that would be involved would be yellow, purple, and white. White has three sailors, so white's going to have 3 votes. Purple has 2 votes, yellow has 1. And now the negotiating begins. So the yellow player might say, hey, white, I'll vote with you, and we'll throw out purple. Purple player says, hey, that's not fair, but doesn't have much they can do. So then they will vote, these three players will vote, and let's say that white played a purple card, so that's 3 votes for purple, and yellow played a purple card, that's 4 votes for purple. Purple might play yellow, that'd be 2 votes for yellow, so the vote would be 4 for purple, 2 for yellow. Purple loses. In this case, it doesn't matter because they're both sailors, but if purple had a sailor and an officer in the boat, then the sailor goes overboard first. The officer will go overboard only if there are no sailors around. Just like life. And then they drop in a disc. So now there's a leak in that boat. Now before we go on, I want to talk about a couple special things that can happen during the votes. The first are the captains. Every player has 3 captain cards. 3 times during the game, you can play your captain card if you're voting. And if you play the captain card, you decide the outcome. If more than one person plays the captain card, however, they're all thrown out. And this becomes a psychological game. Are you going to captain? Am I going to captain? What's going to go on here? So sometimes the captain cards are thrown out and one person is left voting and that person is the winner. You only have 3 of these for the game, and after you use each one, it's discarded, even if it wasn't any good, if it got canceled out by someone else. So you'll use them wisely. What tends to happen in the game is people hang on to them till the end and then they're all canceling each other out. So you want to use these throughout the game to benefit yourself. The other thing that can happen during the vote is the start player. The person who has the start player disc, let's use the manly one. Arrgh! The person who has the start player marker will break ties. So if there's a tie for a vote at any point, whoever is start player determines of those things that are tied, which one wins. In the first phase of the game, a leak develops. The second phase of the game, a boat gets to move forward. This is the good part. So you then have a vote. Again, we debate, we argue, we might say, well, you know, the black boat looks great. There's 3 of us on there. Yeah, let's all work together. At this point, everyone gets 1 vote. The only time the officers come into play is when you're voting to throw someone overboard. So at this point, we're back to 1 vote for each player. You argue, you debate, you show, you see who wins, you move that boat forward. Everyone else says bad words. Again, if you played a captain, you would decide which boat moved forward. If there was a tie, the start player, would get to decide who gets to go up of the tied players. Now the third phase of the game is the panic phase, and this one's a little weird. What's going to happen in the panic phase is that everyone doesn't like the boat they're on, so they're going to want to get off. Each player, starting with the start player, has to choose someone to jump off a boat. So what you'll do is that the start player will look at the boats and they'll say, well, you know, the green player might say, I don't like the looks of this boat, I'm outnumbered, so the green player might jump off. When you jump off, you put your pawn behind the boat. And then we'll say the red player has to go. The red player has these 2 choices. The red player might jump off here. Let's say it was the orange player's turn next. Now, the orange player might say this is not a good boat to be on, but if one person has jumped off, no one else can jump off that boat. And that's why you put the pawn that's jumping off behind the boat, as you say, well, no one else can jump off there. So the orange player will have to choose another one. Orange player might choose that. And then the yellow player has to choose someone. The yellow player might say, we'll jump off there. And the white player has to choose someone. So the white might say, well, we'll get out of there, and then purple has to get out. And notice purple is in trouble because the only boat they can get out of is this one, because they have no one there, so they'll have to get out of the good boat. And then, in reverse order, you jump back into a spot in another boat. So purple had to jump out first, so purple then gets the choice of where they want to go. And so they might go over here. Then you go in reverse order around the table, so white, then yellow, then orange, red, and green. So after everyone jumps out, then everyone jumps back in, but in reverse order. So each player will jump back into a boat. Now, one problem is, if the only boat that's left to go into is the one you jumped out of, like here, let's say the yellow boat had sank and these were the only choices there were, then the green pawn would die. Ah! That gets really nasty as the game goes on, and the boats either get up here and are safe and are no longer eligible, or the boats sink. There'll be fewer and fewer boats, and so the jumping out gets very interesting. If it comes to you and you have no one that you can legally jump out of a boat, then you don't have to jump anyone out and you're skipped. But otherwise, you have to jump someone out of a boat, no one else can jump out of that boat, and then in reverse order, you jump back into a different boat. So this causes shifting alliances throughout the game. Without that rule, the game would get kind of stale, but with that rule, it makes it exciting because who is in charge of different boats changes as the game goes on. And those are the three phases. A boat gets a leak, a boat moves forward, everyone jumps out, jumps back in reverse order. After you go through all three phases, the start player passes clockwise and you do it all again. An important note is that at the end of any phase, if a boat has more leaks than pawns, so let's say this boat had three leaks, at the end of the phase, this boat would sink. So at the end of any phase, if there are more leaks than pawns, the boat sinks, everyone dies. Ah, bad words! And everyone else rejoices. Hooray! So the goal, again, is to get the boats up here to safety. And once you hit up here, you get to disembark everyone that was on the boat at the time. You remove the boat from play, and then they're going to score points at the end of the game. By the way, these numbers on the side, after a boat arrives at the island, it's placed in the proper number, so you know what order the boats came in. And in case there's a tie at the end of the game, the player whose boat came in earlier breaks the tie. You can always see who's in the lead, because you can calculate the number of points for each player, and that comes into play in determining who you're going to throw overboard. That's pretty much all there is to lifeboats. One note before we go on, this is a remake of this game, Rettet Sichwer Khan, which has been one of my top 10 games for a long time. And with this game, instead of using cards, you had little voting wheels. So if you ever see this game, it's pretty much the same, except you have a wheel to cast your votes. The other big difference is it has the stick. The stick belongs to the start player, and in this version, it's specific in that the start player calls the vote. What that means is that the person who is the start player determines when everyone has to be quiet. And this adds a really nice timing element to the game. It gives the start player an extra power. So if the start player is not going to benefit from people talking about a situation, the start player can call for the vote immediately and say no discussion, in which case you can't say anything. So the start player determines when the vote happens. They'll let the discussion go on until it starts to turn against them. And then they'll say, okay, everyone shut up and vote. So usually the way you'll indicate that is the disc, or the sword, or the stick, or whatever you're playing with. When it's sitting on the table, there's no discussion. You just do the mechanics of the game. When it's picked up off the table, then you can talk about what's going on. So again, if you're using the sword, this means everyone can talk. This, everyone stop talking and place your vote. Well, I hope you like the game. That's Lifeboats, and with the talking stick variant, I really like this game. It's a nice negotiation game where you really don't have anything to negotiate with. I understand why some people might not like this game. You have to make alliances, break the alliances, work together with people for a while. It's kind of like the TV show Survivor, and you're trying to get as many of your guys to the island as possible. But as you start to get guys on the islands, people notice that you're the leader, so they'll come and pick on you at that point. So you have to deal with that. But all that said, I really like the game. I give it an A with the stick variant. Without the stick, probably an A-, but the stick adds a nice dimension to this game, a nice little level of strategy. I suggest you try it with that. So with that, maybe we can get on your boat and get out of here so we can go play lifeboats with some more people. Thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you another week here on Board Games with Scott. Bye-bye. Now, where'd that pirate go?
Board Games with Scott is under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Scott can be reached at scott@scottnicholson.com.
As the game goes on, you're going to know who's in the lead, because you can always see. Ah!
Man overboard!
It's a neat variant, the start player talking stick variant, that I highly suggest you use to make this game a more enjoyable experience.
Crack!
Bye-bye. Stupid monkey.